Okay, good morning to everybody. So Chamishi, the pace picks up. We're getting to Matan Torah. We have the famous expression called Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'asa, which sounds like a very, very positive, unambiguously positive kind of a thing. But the Sforno says, Yesh Devarim Migo. That part of what the Jewish people meant, as later became clear, was that Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'asa, but they didn't really believe that Moshe Rabbeinu could achieve the highest degree of Nevuah where he would be Bechushav, that he wouldn't be in a situation where he's completely compromised, but the beginning of what we call the Aspaklaria, Hamira, that phenomenon in Nevuah, they didn't think was really possible. And the entire choreography, according to Sforno, of Matan Torah, Bavur Yishma B'dabri Mach V'gam B'chayam Inu Li'olam, is part of, what the Rambam made one of the Ikarei Emunah, the special quality of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, but they really had to come to see that themselves, Be'av He'anan, the entire Jewish people witnessed, exactly what it was that transpired within that framework, and, then they were able to believe in the special Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But to appreciate that, they themselves had to ascend, if only for a moment, to that very, very high level of Panim B'Fanim, and to achieve that, they had to not just have a hachanas hanefesh, this order says, but hachanas haguf, and that's the genesis of al tigshu el isha, that they should be in a state of complete tahara to be able to maximize their nevuah experience. But the Sforno also says, but since Moshe was going to remain at that level, now Moshe was ascending to that highest of all levels of nevuah, baspaklari hameira, so for him, the halacha of al tigshu el isha became a halacha not l'sha'a, but l'doros, right? And that's why it's v'atapo, amod imadi, right? So for Moshe to have nevuah, that, of course, didn't require, as would later be reiterated in Parshas Baloscha, im ye nevi achem b'amara ila v'esvada, b'chaloma der berbo, lo chein abdi Moshe, b'chol b'si ne'man, hu pel pel adabrbo v'mara v'lo v'chidos, hu smunas Hashem yabidu, madu al yireisem, Moshe. It's only Nevuah Saspaklari Hamira that has that fundamental requirement. And that was what the Jewish people were skeptical of. Building off of the Ramban, the Sforno says the Jewish people, had a long-standing tradition and a long-standing conviction that Nevuah was real, going back to the Avos, Vayamein Ha'am. That's not the issue, but that the fact that a human being could experience Nevuah, and still retain a sense of chushav is the word that he uses, right? Not just to be completely overwhelmed, fail ugloyenayim. So that was something that they couldn't imagine. And yet, that was something that they had to experience themselves, again, if only temporarily, to be able, to appreciate and to be able to understand, exactly what it was that Moshe Rabbeinu was elevating to. Vegan b'chaya aminu le'olam. And now that they would have, that level of conviction, that level of faith in Moshe Rabbeinu as a Navi. And in that sense, the Sforno is really pointing out, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh, that they were totally prepared at this point for Hashem, but, there were different stages here, and the role of Moshe Rabbeinu still had to be clarified for Klal Yisrael, in particular, his unique standing as a Navi.